When discipline and desire get married, they produce delight. Delight follows this union as sure as day follows night. Light comes with the dawn. After the butterfly has struggled out the chrysalis, it's delighted with freedom. That's us. When we have fought against our old self and won, delight is the result. Ecstasy, I'd say, in the truest sense of the word. Freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. That old nature, you know, held us back. It continually impeded our forward movement until we threw it off. It's like a skin that we need to discard. We can't soar into the heavenly places and live there while it clings to us. The anointing always breaks the yoke. We've come so powerful against ourselves, we cannot help but win when we go out against the enemy. You can't take ground from the enemy if he has ground in you. And now we have no enemies but one, Satan, and he is defeated. We fight from a place of victory, not towards it. We live in forgiveness, living by faith, reigning in life. Now we have security, significance and self-worth, the like of which we could never have dreamed. Our confidence isn't in ourselves, but in him, who with his own blood bought us and brought us to himself. Weeping may have endured for a night, but joy has come in the morning. We are overcomers on our way to being more than conquerors. No good days, no bad days anymore, only days of grace in which we allow ourselves to be made more and more like him. Embracing the cross, we envisage the crown, but only that we may give it to him on that day. Our change of focus is complete. He is our lodestar. Our eyes are on him alone, our king and coming bridegroom. We can say with the maiden in the Song of Songs, I am his and I know he desires me. Perfect submission. All is at rest. All done. Got the idea. Perfected at last. Amen and amen. Just a minute though. What we've just done was a whistle stop tour of the Christian life. Perhaps we need a little bit more explanation and some examples and experience. We'd better come back to this school then, when the new term starts in 2017. Oh, and don't forget to tell the Holy Spirit you want to sign up for more. That is, if you're sure that you do. Now you know the cost. But of course you'll come back. You're hooked. That's how he does it. Therefore, I will allure her and speak tenderly to her and give her back her vineyards of fruitfulness. Isaiah somewhere, I think. See you in the new year. Guaranteed. God bless you.